I think we've got a slide. Brilliant. Do have your Bibles open. Acts 8, 1 to 8. And it is lovely to be here together this morning. Let me ask, how much do you think about the coronavirus? Yeah, it's a crazy time we're living in. And it's made us look at the world in a different way. Everywhere I go, I'm thinking about germ spreading. Where's the virus? Is it on this door handle or that chair? Is it in the air? Don't get too close. The reality is it's still spreading, and we can't seem to stop it yet. But we are still able to be here this morning to look together at Acts chapter 8, verses 1 to 8, which is great. And we're going to think about God's word spreading in our passage this morning, which really can't be stopped. Let me lead us in a prayer before we dive into these verses. Father God, we do pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts might be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Acts was written by Dr. Luke around 30 to 40 years after Jesus died. Acts is part two of Luke's account. It's the follow-up, the sequel. We've just been looking at part one, Luke's gospel, over the summer. And Luke Acts has one storyline throughout Jesus' ministry. Luke's gospel tells us about Jesus' ministry on earth in person. Acts tells us the story of Jesus' ministry continuing on earth after Jesus has gone up to heaven. And Jesus has left his disciples, his followers, a job to do. Hands up if you think you know what job Jesus has left his followers to do. Hands up if you think you know. We've got one hand at the moment at the back. There's a couple more brave people. Okay, hands down, not everybody there. Okay, I've got a clue I think will help us. I got a present here. Let me see what's inside my present. Oh, it's a lovely pink microphone. Maybe Kathy would like this. Let me see what we can do with it.
The Bluetooth device is ready to pair.
Ready to do something. I don't know. Let me see. Oh, can you hear that? Is that good? This would make my singing sound a lot better. I can tell you that. Or we could have a lot of fun with it. We won't have a lot of fun with this. Let's just have that for a moment. Okay, here's my clue. So now, do you remember the catchphrase on TV, the TV program catchphrase? You probably don't if you're under the age of about 40. Say what you see. Say what you see. So you guys read from left to right. So I've got this right. Say what you see. What do you think you see? What do you think you see? Mic box. Steve, thank you. That was not particularly helpful, but thank you for your contribution to our service this morning. And what else do you see? We won't come back to you. I was going to come back to you. I think we'll leave it there. Bring up my hands up. What else do you see? What do you see? Say what you see. Nearly, nearly. Let me ask one here. Oh, nearly, that was close to Steve's. I think it was a better one than Steve's. It's Chatterbox. Chatterbox. Jesus left his disciples the job of being chatterboxes. Chatterboxes about Jesus. The job of telling other people about him. The problem is that not everybody likes it when Christians, people who are trusting in Jesus, speak about Jesus. Acts chapters 1 to 7, the chatterboxes get in big trouble for speaking about Jesus. Powerful leaders try to stop them. The powerful leaders even killed some of them. That's what we looked at last week. Stephen, who was killed for chatterboxing about Jesus? We've got another slide. Here's a point on the screens for us. Christians can be unpopular when we speak about Jesus. Christians can be unpopular when we speak about Jesus. Stephen is killed for chatterboxing about Jesus, but more than that, it all kicks off against the Christians then. Verse 1, chapter 8, on that day, the day Stephen was killed, a great persecution broke out against the church in Jerusalem, and all except the apostles were scattered. It's like Stephen's death is the plug that pops out, and suddenly persecution, angry people trying to stop Christians, well, it floods out everywhere. Christians can be unpopular when we speak about Jesus. The apostles, Jesus' special 12 followers, they're super brave. They stay right in the middle of Jerusalem to continue chatterboxing about Jesus there. But all the other Christians have to flee. In the same way the Jewish leaders hated Jesus, so they hate all the Christians, and they want to stop them chatterboxing about Jesus. They want the good news about Jesus, his death and resurrection, forgiveness, new life and hope for all who will trust in him, to stop. They want to stop the church growing. And there's a plan to get all the Christians. Verse 3, one by one, from house to house, one of the Jewish leaders, a man named Saul, finds each Christian, whoever they are, and drags them off to prison. Christians can be unpopular when we speak about Jesus. It is good to know that, to expect that. It's what happened to Jesus. It's what happened to these early Christians in the book of Acts. It's what has happened to Christians throughout history. To be honest, we've got it pretty easy in 21st century Crowborough. But we will still be unpopular when we chatterbox about Jesus. When people know we're Christians, when they know we're trusting in Jesus. And it's good to know that, because when it happens, we'll know it's all part of God's plan, like it was for these early Christians. That we're not doing something wrong, or that God has somehow left us or doesn't care. In fact, quite the opposite, when we look at what God does in this passage this morning. Be encouraged if you are known as a Christian and you're unpopular with some at school or home or work because of it. There's a gentle challenge for us too. If we've spent a lifetime without being unpopular for being a Christian, why is that? When it's so clear in the Bible that this happens to Christians, are we shining as brightly as we could? Well, maybe we are, but it might be worth pondering that for a moment. Christians can be unpopular when we speak about Jesus, but it's not a reason to stop. That's the next slide. Let me encourage you to keep speaking about Jesus wherever you go. Keep speaking about Jesus wherever you go. I went mudlarking yesterday. Now, hands up if you know what mudlarking is. We'll try another hands up. We've still got one at the back. We've still got the same one at the back. We've got a couple here. Can we we won't do a call out. I'm not sure if we're going to do call outs at the moment. Are we allowed to do call out? No, we're not allowed to see them. We won't do call outs. But we've got three or four people who know what mudlarking is. It's treasure hunting in the mud next to a river. I have got some mudlarking prizes or treasures here. Here's one. It was found mudlarking. We've got a couple more. Found in the mud next to a river. That's pretty cool. Yeah, and you can find lots of other treasures like that. These three bottles have messages in. We didn't find them with messages in, but some people do. Some people find bottles with messages in, and bottles can travel for miles. They can go anywhere with their message, which is what happens in verse 4 of chapter 8. Those who have been scattered preach the word wherever they went. Everyone, wherever they go, keep speaking about Jesus. Not that they all become preachers, that the word means more simply that they shared the good news. Chatterboxes about Jesus, ordinary Christians chatterboxing about Jesus. The Jewish leaders hated Jesus. They hate the Christians. They want to stop them chatterboxing about Jesus. They want to stop the church growing, so they tried to stop the Christians in Jerusalem. But what happens? Now, I'm going to spray my hands for this. It will become apparent why I'm going to spray my hands in a moment. What happens when the Jewish leaders try to stop the Christians chatterboxing all about Jesus? What happens? They try and stop them. And Steve knew that. I mean, he's in my way on the platform. What happens when the Christians try to stop the Christians? Well, it does the opposite. Here's a lovely quote from one Christian writer. The scattering of Christians was followed by the scattering of the good seed of the gospel. I'm reminded of Jesus' parables about the sower and the soils. Keep speaking about Jesus wherever you go, no matter what. Even when we become unpopular for speaking about Jesus, don't be put off. Use that as a reason to go and chatterbox to someone else. We don't know what God will do with it. We'll find out in a minute, though, what happens in Acts. Then we get this Google Earth moment, and the scene zooms down onto Philip. Verse 5, Philip went down to a city in Samaria and proclaimed the message there. And we read Samaria again, like we did in verse 1, and we're meant to think Acts 1:8. Jesus to his disciples, before he goes up to heaven, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea and Samaria, and to all the ends of the earth. Chapters 1 to 7 have been all about the gospel in Jerusalem. Acts 8 is a massive, massive moment. Here we've got, you're going to have to suspend your disbelief momentarily. Here we've got Jerusalem. Here is Jerusalem and the gospel in Jerusalem. My feet are crunching as I tread it all into the carpet. Here we've got Judea and Samaria, like concentric circles getting bigger and bigger. And here we've got to the ends of the earth, Jerusalem in the middle, out to Judea and Samaria, out to the ends of the earth. What's happening now? The gospel is in Judea and Samaria. Acts 8 is a massive, massive moment. We've made it to the Frisbee. It's the next step. How has the gospel done that? Because people tried to stop Christians chatterboxing, but they just went and chatterboxed somewhere else. Christians can be unpopular when we speak about Jesus, but don't be put off. Keep speaking about Jesus wherever you go, because you don't know what God's going to do or how your words are part of his plan. And it won't always be how we expect. Here in Acts, the opposite happens. Take heart that God uses unexpected methods to bring his plans to fruit. But what we do know, and what we can be sure of in our passage and through the book of Acts, and this is the very final thing for our screens, God grows his church when we speak about Jesus. God grows his church when we speak about Jesus. Philip went boldly when we realized the Samaritans and the Jews hated each other. Arsenal, Tottenham, Man City, Man U. I wouldn't fancy going to the Emirates with my number 10, bit small for me now, my number 10. Harry Kane shirt on, I wouldn't fancy doing that. But Philip was up for it. Philip did. None of that deters him, who goes, verse 5, to a city in Samaria. It might have been the capital city, we don't quite know, but he chatterboxes about Jesus. And Philip does, verses 6 to 7, some amazing signs and miracles to back up what he's saying about Jesus, to prove God's Spirit really is at work through him at this time, when the good news of Jesus is going out and crossing fresh boundaries. The result of which, verse 6, the Samaritans paid close attention to what Philip said. The miracles give the word credibility here to the Samaritans, and the miracles also show the Jews that God's Spirit's at work amongst the Samaritans, but the word is the thing that Luke keeps us in focus. Acts is the story of the word about Jesus going out from Jerusalem to Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And we learn here that's how God grows his church. As Christians, keep speaking about Jesus wherever we go, even when we're unpopular for doing it, because God grows his church when we speak about Jesus. It is a ministry of God's word that bears fruit as God's Spirit takes that word and plants it in the hearts of those who hear it. So even if you are unpopular, keep speaking about Jesus wherever you go, because God grows his church when we speak about Jesus, which is different to just being nice to people. When we go and live as Christians in the world, we have to speak about Jesus. God grows his church through his word. Our job is to be chatterboxes about Jesus, because God grows his church when we speak about Jesus. It's why the heart of our ministry as churches here at All Saints and St. Richard's is preaching the word of God. It's based around the word of God when we meet in groups together. Sunday preaching, evangelism courses such as Christianity Explored, where the word of God is proclaimed, spoken. No matter what response we receive, be confident in the biblical truth about Jesus. Who Jesus is, what he came to do, God come to earth as a man, dying in our place so we can be forgiven for living as gods of our lives instead of God. In Jesus, we find forgiveness from God and new life, eternal life, That's how God grows his church, when we speak that truth about Jesus, and as people hear it and receive it, though some will stand against it, it brings great joy into human hearts and lives are changed. And that's where we finish, verse 8, with a picture of great joy in the city. Jesus is proclaimed, his spirit is at work, human hearts and lives are changed, now and forever. What an encouragement for us to go from here now and chatterbox about Jesus. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this glorious good news we have about the risen and reigning Lord Jesus, the one in whom we find forgiveness for our sin against you, for wanting to live as gods of our lives instead of God. Please, this morning, as we hear your word proclaimed, would your spirit be at work in our hearts, bringing us to repentance and faith, and encouraging us on with great joy to chatterbox about Jesus in our homes and schools and workplaces and streets, that others might share in the joy we have of knowing you through Jesus too, in whose name we now pray. Amen. Amen.